this is a great area geographically, enormous, the poorest of Africa, with different country that has always been not in connection each other, but with porous borders. You know, the borders are not in the desert. Mm-hmm. So it's time to make a plan of cooperation of all the five entirely Sahel countries. Otherwise, they will never have the economic scale, the connection, the strength to develop.
How do the problems of Mali fit into those of the larger region?
It fits, because if we don't solve that, all the region will be uneasy. We call it the war of Mali, but the refugees are everywhere. The fear is everywhere. The movement of terrorists are everywhere. So we better understand that this is not Mali. This is a wider area.
Endemic poverty, terrorism, illicit trafficking, and other threats have been described as some of the factors that have put the region in danger. What are the most difficult demographic and hard physical problems that exacerbate these?
Well, demographically, you know that the median age of these countries is the lowest in the world. The rate of birth is very, very high. And so the ratio between population and resources is always in danger. There is always the possibility to have some people who will be unable to be fed or anyway have tragic moments. So we have to change completely the economic structure of the area, and then how food, natural resources are distributed, and how, with an increased cooperation, we can have the dimension to start some industrial activity, not only poor agriculture and mining, but modern agriculture and also some manufacturing and development.
Over the years, various United Nations organs have spoken of the need to integrate security, development, and human rights concerns. What are some of the greatest obstacles to such integration?
The greatest obstacle is the war in this moment. When you have the war, you have, first of all, violence. Second, you have refugees. My mandate has nothing to do with the military aspect of that, but I suffer the consequence of the war. The work of the humanitarian people is more and more difficult, and the fact that security is not guaranteed, even if the most part of the northern has been, let's say, made free, very few people could go back, because we need political agreements to make people accepting to go home, safe to go home.
Well, as you mentioned, politics, in the area of governance, how can a regional strategy help?
First of all, because it gives a hope. It's very simple, you know. Without a regional strategy, there is no hope of development. With the regional strategy, there is the hope to link Sahel to the new promising Africa. And I want to link Sahel with the development of the continent.
One final question. How will the peacekeeping activities in Mali work to bolster your efforts? And I want to make it a double one. How will your regional efforts support the stabilization recovery of Mali?
In Mali, we must have elections, presidential, in order to have an interlocutor. But then we must have all other elections, what we call political election, because we need the representative of the different areas. We need the rules in which they are elected to live together. You must have create and maintain very delicate equilibria. And this cannot be done by the presidential election. The presidential election is the first step, but then we must have political, national, and local election in which we define even the local rights, and so all the nuances that are necessary to have a peaceful coexistence among people.